Hello, and welcome to our program, Excerpts from Consumer Reports, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Susan Chambers, and today I will be reading articles from the March 2024 issue of Consumer Reports here on OWL Radio. Find a mattress you'll love. I love my mattress, really I do. It cuddles my body without feeling like quicksand and buoys me up without bouncing. And I can sit on the edge without sliding off. Because I love my mattress, I also love my sleep, which should be every mattress shopper's goal. After all, a high-quality mattress helps you feel supported and cushioned, which, in turn, can help you wake up feeling refreshed and pain-free. Chances are, you can love your mattress, too. The key is to know how to shop for one, from entering a store with confidence to walking out with complete certainty that you found a mattress that's a good price and that will last a long time. On these pages, I'll share the scoop with advice from Chris Reagan, Consumer Reports' lead test engineer for mattresses, as well as bedding and sleep experts on how to do just that. Before you go shopping, mattresses look the same on the outside, while most of the true value is hidden on the inside, so it's natural to feel unsure, especially given the high prices. Fortunately, you can gain confidence by familiarizing yourself with the mattress landscape. To find your perfect match, spend half an hour or so researching at home and take your time trying mattresses in-store. You're not being fair to yourself if you spend less than that to make a decision on something you're sleeping on for the next 10 years, says Mike O'Donnell, a mattress salesperson who has worked at Charles P. Rogers Mattress Firm and Mattress Warehouse. Five key factors. Start by considering the following. Surface feel. How much do you like to sink into your mattress? A lot or not at all? These preferences are largely satisfied by mattress type, inner spring including hybrids, foam, and adjustable air. Size. Find the widest mattress that fits your budget and bedroom so you can comfortably sprawl out. We test queen-size mattresses because they're the most popular. But if you share your bed, consider a king size. After all, the width of a king is the equivalent of that of two twins. Anything less than a king and each half of a couple might have stuck with a space that's narrower than what they slept on in a college dorm. Thickness. The standard is around 10 to 12 inches, though current designs may be thinner or thicker. While the thicker mattress might look luxurious, know that budget models may be plumped up with fillers instead of high-quality materials, says Philip Carlitz, Chief Operating Officer at Bedding Industries of America, which manufactures a range of widely sold brands. You might also need new and pricier sheets. Make sure the combined height of the mattress and box spring doesn't make it too hard to get into and out of the bed. Firmness. You won't know whether a mattress's firmness level is right for you until you try it. But in general, side sleepers tend to prefer a medium soft to medium surface, the better to cushion their weight-bearing shoulder and hip while enjoying good support. Back or stomach sleepers can get away with something firmer because their weight is evenly distributed. Back issues? Opt for medium firm, according to a 2021 Journal of Orthopedics and Traumatology review paper. This may help reduce back pain. Cost. A few hundred dollars can get you a basic queen mattress providing adequate spinal support. But Consumer Reports Reagan says the sweet spot, a balance of good support along with nice pressure relief, is between $900 and $1,200. In my experience reporting on mattresses, I have found that if you want better quality materials, a thicker cover, denser foam, and thicker coils, and more of them, you'll often have to spend more, very generally speaking, closer to $1,500 to $2,500. Some of our top-rated models are in this range. Move up to $3,000 and beyond, and you'll find a larger array of mattresses offering a wider range of bells and whistles, such as organic cotton cover and natural latex foams. The right mattress type for you. High-quality innerspring, foam, and adjustable air options can each balance excellent support with good pressure relief. The choice comes down to which feels most comfortable for you, so you can focus less on the mattress and enjoy better sleep. One is the innerspring. These models combine coils with fabric padding or a bit of foam on top for a resilient feel. If you like nestling into a cuddler surface, consider a pillow top, which has an extra fabric or foam layer sewn on top of the cover, or a Euro top, which places that layer below the cover. Want your mattress both resilient and squishy? Consider a hybrid. While there's no official definition, hybrids tend to have substantially more foam than conventional innersprings. Foam. Typically made with synthetic foams, these mattresses can range from $200 Amazon-sold models, often made with less dense materials and prone to lumpiness, to pricey Tempur-Pedics, which conform to your every curve and are less likely to sag. If you have joint issues, rolling over in these beds may be a challenge, and edge support can be poor, especially with cheaper foams. We also test natural latex foams, which cradle the body while offering some springiness. Adjustable air. Brands such as a Sleep Number, which doesn't appear in our ratings, new models are being tested, and Sattva, have an inflatable air chamber instead of a bottom layer of coils or support foam. The thicker the foam or fabric materials on top of that chamber, the plusher and pricier the bed. In some cases, you have the option of paying for one chamber on each side. So each partner can adjust it to their liking with either a remote or a smartphone. Where to shop and how? Choose a good store. Loving your mattress depends on not just the company that made the mattress, but also who sold it to you. After all, it's the retailer that guides you as you browse. Instead of hitting every showroom in your area, be picky. The more you go, the more confusing it might be, says David Binky, CEO at mattress brand King Coil. Consider which type of store you'd like to shop in. In our 2023 mattress store survey, in which more than 6,000 consumer members told us about their recent experiences, stores of all types received high scores in overall customer satisfaction. But your best bed source depends on your situation. If you're interested in a range of brands or don't know which brands you're interested in, try a furniture and mattress store or a mattress retail chain, both of which sell a variety of popular brands. Mattress retail chains often have good inventory, so they're a logical choice if you need to buy right away. The original Mattress Factory was among the rare retailers in our survey to receive the topmost score for sales help service and customer support, says Martin Lochter, who leads our survey research on mattresses and mattress stores. For a more curated selection, you might consider independent mattress retailers, where it's not unusual for the owners to be on the sales floor helping customers. Some retailers also manufacture their own mattresses, so you're not paying a third party. That's why I chose to buy my mattress at Charles P. Rogers in New York City, where I found my innerspring, the Estate SE-GL. If you decide to go this route, ask how long it might take for delivery. Some manufacturer retailers may make their beds to order, so there might be a wait. If a particular brand appeals to you, go to the branded store, such as a Sattva showroom or Casper Sleep Shop. That's your best place to have all your product questions answered and to try that brand's offerings. You'll often find the best return policies there, too. Sattva rated particularly highly for sales help service and customer support in our 2023 survey. Even if you choose a top retailer from Consumer Reports surveys, it's worth a quick scan of Google or Yelp reviews to get some insight on the best store and salesperson in your area. Johnny Morrison, who has sold mattresses in Pennsylvania stores for decades, says happy customers often shout out helpful salespeople in their reviews. If a name comes up consistently, ask for that person when you get to the store. Narrow your options. Set yourself up for success at the store by wearing comfortable top and pants. No dresses or skirts. Go in the morning because any mattress can feel good when you're tired at the end of the day. And take your mattress list and sleep partner with you. If you're starting out with a list of 6 mattresses, you'll want to whittle that down to 3 or 4 favorites pretty quick. So take a minute in the store with each one you're considering. At this point, you're simply figuring out whether you like the general feel. Is it fluffy, springy, soft, or firm enough for you? Does it seem substantial or flimsy? Do you sink in so much that you feel stuck, or can you move about freely? If your first impression is meh, cross that mattress off your list. That's why the showroom experience is invaluable. If you don't love it there, you're unlikely to love it at home. Try the bed with your partner and see how much tossing and turning you can feel. Sit on the edge to make sure you don't slide off. If your partner or pet hoards space, try lying on the perimeter too. Good materials tend to be neatly tailored. A foam model's covering shouldn't sag or feel thin. A quality manufacturer won't display a sample with skipped stitching, uneven piping, or dents on the side, says Carlitz at Bedding Industries of America. Note the 3 or 4 mattresses that appeal the most to you. Now it's time to try them out. Zero in on support and pressure relief. Once you've narrowed down the options, figure out which mattresses will keep your spine aligned while cushioning your pressure points. To do this, ask for a pillow. The retailer should offer a disposable pillowcase, and spend at least 10 minutes on each contender, trying every position you sleep in. If salespeople hover, let them know you'll grab them if you have any questions. Don't be shy. A good pro is trained to understand the importance of spending time on a mattress before buying, says Jody Putnam, chief retail officer at Mattress Firm. Instead, do the following. Lie on your back. Your spine should feel comfortably neutral, with the lower back's natural curve supported, not strained, says Dr. Wadhwan, a physical therapy professor at New York's Utica University. Do your hips, knees, and shoulders feel nicely cradled? They should. Turn to each side. With the proper pillow filling, the space between your head and shoulders, your neck and spine should feel comfortably aligned, not twisted or flexed. Your shoulders and hips should feel cushioned, not compressed. Lie on your stomach if you must. Radwan advises avoiding sleeping on your stomach. It's bad for your neck. But if you can't help it, we think it's worth finding a mattress that minimizes harm. Skip the pillow. Make sure your spine isn't overarched and your belly and rib cage feel cushioned. Making the deal. According to an internal Mattress Firm survey, what worries people most when mattress shopping, in addition to making a poor choice, is overpaying. But recognizing a high-quality mattress and being familiar with what that costs puts you in a better position to know whether you're getting a fair shake. Remember, too, it's okay to go home and think about it and return when you're ready. Landing on a fair price. Walk away from unhelpful salespeople. If they steer you toward a specific brand, they may be more focused on nabbing a larger commission than addressing your concerns. A helpful salesperson, says Putnam at Mattress Firm, will ask you questions to understand your sleep needs and budget. Then tie your answers to various products and various price points. Never buy a mattress that's not on sale. There is almost always a sale. The biggest events take place around President's Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, and Black Friday. But smaller sales happen throughout the year. Consider shopping at the end of the month, too. Depending on pay structure, store managers may need to hit sales goals and could be more open to a deal. Sales staff may have a different pay structure. Just ask for a better price. Our 2023 Mattress Stores Winter Survey shows that the median amount saved when haggling was $258. A third of those who haggled simply asked for a better price, and 61% of them received just that. Mention that you saw a better deal somewhere else. If you found a cheaper price online or elsewhere, say so. Our survey found that 69% who tried this got the sales price matched. Say you'll shop around, even if you haven't seen a better deal. Mentioning browsing at other stores may spark a price drop. 63% of those who tried this tactic snagged a discount. According to Consumer Reports test results, the top three mattresses are Avocado Green, scored 84, and it costs $1,900. Number two was a Denver mattress, the Doctor's Choice Plush model. It ranked 82% at $800. That's not a bad price. The third was Sleep Fresh Hybrid, scored an 82, and it cost $1,300. And as far as other items, seven hidden fees and how to avoid them. Call it fee-flation. Americans are being slammed with hidden fees from almost every direction, forcing us to pay more for goods and services than we budgeted for. Fees lurk in our cable and mobile phone bills, are tacked onto airfares, hotel room rates, and car rentals, and are quietly levied on our checking accounts, to name just a handful. Individually, such fees can be modest and may not seem worth getting upset about, but together they add up. We spend more than $64 billion a year in junk fees, according to a White House analysis, more than $500 per household. To be sure, not all fees are a problem. What makes some junkier than others is that they should have been included in the advertised price, not sprung on you at the last minute. That's especially true of fees you can't avoid unless you abandon the purchase entirely, such as airline fees. In other cases, says Consumer Reports Director of Financial Services Policy Chuck Bell, a fee is problematic simply because it's excessive. Being charged $29 for overdrafting your checking account by $1 is a good example, he says. Junk fees make it difficult to comparison shop and increase the costs of things. With event tickets, for example, convenience and other fees can boost the final price by 20% or more. Fortunately, change may be coming. Spurred by the Biden administration, as well as Consumer Reports advocates, the Federal Trade Commission, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the Federal Communications Commission, and other agencies have proposed rules that, if enacted, would limit a range of junk fees. At press time, the CFPB was expected to finalize a rule to limit fees for late credit card payments to no more than $8 or 25% of the minimum balance due, versus the $30 to $41 that credit card companies currently charge. The rule would take effect in the spring. The administration is also supporting the Junk Fee Prevention Act, which would require that the fees tacked on to concert and theater tickets, hotel resort fees, fees for families to sit together on airplanes, and others be disclosed up front to consumers when they're shopping online. Here are some of the worst offenders. Airlines, boarding pass fees, seat selection fees, and more. Airlines are aggressive players of the tacked-on cost game, asking travelers to pay extra to avoid every conceivable discomfort of air travel. Many, for example, charge $5 and up extra to choose a seat in advance, to avoid being assigned one when you check in. Don't count on sitting with your friends or family unless you're willing to pay extra for everyone, says William J. McGee, a senior fellow for aviation and travel at the American Economic Liberties Project. The Junk Fee Prevention Act would require that airlines let families with young children sit together for free. Another opportunity to exact fees, early boarding. So you can beat the crowd and find room for your bag. Southwest charges you begins at $30, United at $24, and Frontier at up to $12. Even mundane requests can cost you. Checking in with a counter agent will set you back $25 at Frontier Airlines. At Spirit, printing out a boarding pass at an online counter costs $25. What to do? First, know that some airlines don't charge all of these fees. Southwest, for example, still allows you to check two bags for free. Alaska Air still lets you make free seat selections. Second, you can sometimes bypass fees by downloading an airline's app to your smartphone. That way, your boarding pass will be on your phone. Finally, note that fees will often become more transparent if you book directly with an airline's website or through a travel agent, rather than with a third-party travel website such as Expedia or Orbitz. Restaurants and food delivery. Credit card processing, aka swipe fees, kitchen, and service fees. In the face of increasing costs, some restaurants are charging for things that used to be built into their menu prices. Some charge a service fee or kitchen fee of around 5 to 20%, purportedly to help compensate back-of-the-house staff. That's in addition to the 15 to 20% tips that servers typically expect. Restaurants also increasingly charge a 1.5% to 3% fee for paying with a credit or debit card, effectively passing on to you the processing fees they pay on those transactions. And if you're looking to have food delivered, you may be charged higher per item prices when you order through a third-party delivery service, such as Uber Eats, Grubhub, or DoorDash. What to do? Except in Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, and Oklahoma, where it's illegal, restaurants can charge swipe fees, but they have to tell you that up front. If they don't, ask to have the fee waived or for an equivalent discount. Food delivery fees, on the other hand, are hard to get around. The only way to possibly avoid the menu of charges and service and delivery fees is to call in your order directly to the restaurant, pick it up yourself, and pay in cash. A personal side note, I use Favor with HEB, and it typically is a $6.95 delivery fee, $5 tip to the driver, and all the grocery items typically have been inflated by 3%. Just a heads up. Hotels. Resort fees, destination fees. Once upon a time, resort fees supposedly covered amenities that went above and beyond the basic services you expect from a hotel. Exclusive beach access, for example, or gym facilities. These days, you generally have to pay these fees, which average about $25 a day, whether you use the fitness room or not. Many hotels in the United States, tourist meccas like Las Vegas, Miami, New York, they go further, charging what they call destination fees, merely for the privilege of booking a room. Those fees can run around $50 a night on top of the advertised room rate. What to do? Complain, then negotiate. Call the hotel, request a full list of fees, and ask to have them waived, or if the fees are fixed, for the room rate to be reduced by the same amount. To increase your chance of success, avoid paying in advance. Haggle before you check in and book directly with the hotel. They often won't budge on rates you get through third-party booking websites. Also, book through a travel agent who may have access to deals and discounts that essentially offset the fees. Banking fees. Account maintenance fees, ATM fees, insufficient funds fees, overdraft fees. Some banks charge $5 to $35 a month for maintaining a checking or savings account, and many charge a fee if you withdraw cash from an out-of-network ATM. The average is $4.73 per transaction, according to a 2023 Bankrate study. Many banks often charge overdraft fees for allowing a check or other debit transaction to go through when you don't have enough funds to cover it. On the flip side, they may charge an insufficient funds or NSF fee when they instead decline a transaction on an overdraft account. Both range from $19 to $38 per transaction. What to do? While ATM and account fees may not qualify as junk fees because it's reasonable for banks to charge for the services, what's clear is that they can be avoided. To avoid ATM fees, choose a bank with a lot of nearby in-network ATMs, or look for one that's part of a large ATM network such as Allpoint, Co-op, or MoneyPass, which are mainly used by online and community banks and credit unions. To figure out which network is best for you, use the ATM locator tool on the bank's website. To avoid account fees, make sure you're enrolled in the type of account that suits your financial situation. Your bank may offer multiple checking account options, some that minimize fees if you maintain a sizable balance, and others that keep costs low if you don't. Another option is to switch banks. As with ATM fees, online banks and credit unions are likely to offer free or low-cost accounts. Switching may also be wise if you're being hit with hefty overdraft or NSF fees. Bank of America, Chase, and Wells Fargo have eliminated non-sufficient fund fees. Citi has gotten rid of overdraft fees, and some online banks and credit unions have eliminated some of those fees too. Broadband internet and pay television. Broadcast TV fees, regional sports fees, infrastructure fees, network enhancement fees, deregulated administration fees, technology service fees, and more. While some fees are mandated by the government, cable, internet, and satellite television bills are rife with company-imposed fees. These often include broadcast TV fees, regional sport fees, modem and router equipment fees, and infrastructure fees. These let providers advertise low monthly rates while actually charging customers much more. The Federal Communications Commission has proposed requiring providers to create a standardized label modeled on the familiar food nutrition label that would list prices, including fees, in a uniform way. What to do? Call the company and threaten to cancel your service if it doesn't drop the company-imposed fees. If that doesn't work, keep in mind that millions of American households have cut the cord, opting to get their video programming from an internet streaming service such as Fubo, an over-the-air digital antenna, or both, rather than via traditional cable services. Payment apps, transfer fees. The peer-to-peer or P2P payment apps, Cash App, PayPal, and Venmo, charge a fee of between 0.5 and 1.75% of the transaction if you want incoming funds transferred to your bank account immediately rather than in 1 to 3 business days. Companies pass on the fees they get charged for instant transfers to customers, and it's not fair, says Ed, Senior Director of Federal Consumer Programs at the United States Public Interest Research Group. You should have immediate access to your money without penalty. What to do? You can have your money transferred to your bank account for free if you're willing to wait 1 to 3 business days for it. If you routinely need instant access to incoming P2P funds, however, consider using Zelle, which partners directly with banks and transfers money immediately for no charge. You have been listening to excerpts from Consumer Reports. You can listen to Owl Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org. Thank you.